What could possibly be more bipartisan than allowing families to keep more of what they earn and creating an environment for real job and wage growth in the country that we love so much? The third principle for tax reform is a crucial one: tax relief for middle-class families. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and easy to understand. I want to work with Congress, Republicans, and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American.
Who could be against that, huh? President Trump in Missouri yesterday. Joe Gomez joins us from D.C. Let's start with that, then kind of work our way into Harvey. He laid out a tax policy, a new program that he's talked about before, I guess just trying to rally the troops in Missouri.
Yeah, and he also gave Congress a stern warning. He said that he did not want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand me? He said. I think Congress is going to make a comeback. I hope so, is what he said. So he's clearly trying to put a lot of pressure on Congress. And Speaker of the House Paul Ryan had also said that that he's going to make tax reform the priority for the House anyways once they return back from recess. And I understand he's already getting work underway and trying to get some kind of a plan together, even though President Trump just kind of laid out the principles there for us, you know, tax code that's easy to understand, that'll help the middle class, et cetera, et cetera. The specifics are going to be having to be worked out by Congress, I think.
Let's go to Harvey now, and Congress also eventually have to get involved, I would think, on some spending. There's been some talk of maybe a larger infrastructure bill on this. Disaster brings everybody together, including politicians.
Yeah, and it sounds like the likelihood for a government shutdown is really diminished since Hurricane Harvey happened. The reason being is because there's a lot of federal relief efforts that are presently underway. There could be a large political risk if you were going to try to shut down the government even partially, because that would grind those relief efforts to a halt. And if you combine any kind of Harvey relief bill with a broader spending bill or a bill to raise the debt ceiling or perhaps even an infrastructure bill, then you have even more political capital to get more things done.
All right, Joe Gomez, Washington this morning. Joe, thanks much.
Thanks.
Political analyst Alex Castellanos, seen a lot on ABC shows. Trump, Texas images, very important for a president, especially during this time, right?
That is the image. You two ways to say you care about things. One is words. But the more powerful way is action, is to be there. And the president is our proxy. He is the one we turn to see what we would do if we were there. And the image we saw was Donald Trump standing in the storm, bringing the full power and force of the federal government to bear to help people in need. That's going to help the president politically, but more importantly, it's going to help the people of Texas.
So much talked about with Bush flying over Katrina. Look, situations are different, I get it, but pictures do say a lot, and you really got to be thinking where you stage things if you're the president, right?
You do. You plan these things, but you do it for the right reasons. You don't do it for the political optics. You do it because you want to mobilize this big bureaucratic government to think a little more efficiently, to move a little quicker, to help these people in need. If you do the right thing, it'll help you politically. So that's the thing that the president's staff needs to be thinking, and it looks like they are.
Let me get you out here on that point. Some frustrated, Trump can't seem to move the levers of power politically, can't get along with Congress on some things. But look, this thing's all on him. I mean, unless he needs more money, it's okay. It's your job. Get this thing fixed. Let's get this thing rebuilt.
It is on him, and this is a test of his administration, and it's one of the first bipartisan moments that he has been given to really bring the force of the federal government together to do something. Now, will this translate into his agenda? Will this keep Washington together behind, say, tax reform? Probably not. We're going to return to the same old partisanship after the wet weather passes.
That 24-hour news cycle. Our Alex Castellanos with me. Thanks, Alex.
Good to be with you.
Speaking of Katrina, you, of course, can help. Rain and help. They need help. News Radio WTAM 1100 teaming up with the Red Cross to help our friends in Texas after that devastating flooding. Help out at theredcross.org, or you can give $10 just by texting Harvey to 90999. That's Harvey to 90999. Every bit helps, and your help is needed. Thank you. From News Radio WTAM 1100. Looks like they're going to have a concert probably by next Thursday. Bun B working with Houston native Beyonce and a few other singers trying to logistically all get it together for September. They're hoping by September 12th, I guess, might be the date. So we'll see. News Radio WTAM 1100.